In this episode, a scientist turns into a monster and he's going around eating people. And the people ain't too happy about it. All that and a whole lot more right here on Zippity-Doo-Dah Podcast.
Wait a minute, I hear something.
Dr. Looper!
Hey everybody, what's happening? It's your pal Rick. Welcome back to Dr. Movie. Cruising on down the road, talking about movies. That's what this whole show is about. Checked out another one on the old Tubi list that I'd never seen before. From 1982, the Italian flick Panic. It's a horror slash sci-fi film. I'm starting to think there's probably a reason I haven't seen it. You know, it does have David Warbeck in it, which I'm a fan of. Warbeck. So, you know, I saw the name. I was like, okay, we'll check this one out. And we'll talk about that. It has a 3.5 out of 10 on IMDb, which I can totally understand. Let's do a synopsis here. A scientist monstrously deformed as a result of a bacteria experiment terrorizes his town. That's pretty much it. Directed by Tonino Ritchie. Tonino. Like Totino is the little pizzas. But no, it's you're missing the T. It's an N. Tonino. Tonino. Hi, my name's Tonino. Wow, what a name. This dude gave us, he worked on the infamous White Fang movies. He gave us Thor the Conqueror. Yeah. Encounters of the Deep. So, you know, he made his share of not up to par movies. But we still kind of, you know, we're familiar with them. So, I lost the movie. Where did it go? Here we go. Let's see. They've got it grouped in with other classic horror movies such as The Texas Chainsaw Massacre and The Thing. I don't, you know, it does not belong in that company. Just saying. Like I said, came out in 82. I'm really getting upset because there's no why to watch on any of these anymore. That's my favorite part, y'all. Okay, let's get on with the cast. Like I said, we got the great David Warbeck in this. and his character's name is Captain Kirk. Yeah, I don't know if it was supposed to be intentional. I mean, he could just be Kirk. And he happens to be the captain of a police squad. But no, man. We're going to call him Captain Kirk. All right. And the monster, Professor Adams, is played by Roberto Ritchie. So I'm guessing that's Tonino's brother. Tonino. We've got Janet Argan in this, which we've talked about her before. From Eaten Alive. What else? Hands of Steel, which... I don't think I've done Hands of Steel on this show, but I definitely want to. That's a fun one. And, you know, you get some other familiar faces from some Italian stuff, but nobody to really write home about. So let's get into this. As far as what this movie's kind of pulling from, well, let's see. This movie is... The Crazies, you know, George Romero's The Crazies, which I'm a huge fan of. They definitely borrowed from that movie. And there may be something else that's in... Well, this is before, though. This is before. Because our scientist, you know, he gets in this experiment and gets just totally deformed and he becomes a cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller. So we've got pre-Chud here. But yeah, this guy gets deformed, and now he craves human flesh, and he lives down in the sewer. And yeah, that's kind of the story here. And David Warwick is trying to stop him. And Janet Argan is the scientist that worked with him, and she thinks she can find a solution to heal him and bring him back to the world of the living. This movie really just plods along. It was actually quite boring, and that's a lot for me to say. Warwick does keep it entertaining enough. I mean, the guy just, when he's on the screen, you can't help but just be pulled in. He's great. But yeah, this movie is, I don't know, it just really just drags on. There's more conversation, there's more dialogue in this movie than I like in my Italian flicks. Most of the time, they're like, screw the dialogue, let's just show something crazy. Well, there's not enough crazy in this, and there's too much dialogue. It's almost, you know, it's right opposite of what I'm used to. And, I mean, and the effects are, you know, they're okay. They're, you know, till they really show the doctor, you know, like towards the end. You hardly ever see him, right? And I think the other problem with this too, and it probably didn't matter back then, but it's almost like all of your 50s and 60s B-movie monsters, right? Where it would be like, I'm even going to knock on the fly one and two, because, you know, they'll have a monster head and monster arms, but they're still wearing, you know, khaki pants and shoes and a belt, you know? So you just kind of, I don't know. I think there's a time that it worked, but I don't know that the 80s is it, man. I mean, yeah, it really gave me the flashbacks of watching an old 50s drive-in, you know, one of those type movies. I was trying to think of one in particular. I was a teenage werewolf. Just take your pick. Any of those where the makeup job is just your arms and your head and everything else is just normal. That's kind of what we get here. And being this guy was supposedly totally deformed, why did it only affect his arms and his head? Why would he have normal feet? Because his hands ain't normal. So, anywho, that's my complaint. Besides the fact that it's really quite boring. I mean, it finally gets good. You get an attack scene that happens in a movie theater that I thought was pretty decent. But I don't know, man. You know, of course, but he apparently he's got some kind of super strength while he's been changed into this beast, because he can, you know, pick up people and sling around pretty easily. And the sounds that he makes is just, I mean, it's, again, 1950s schlocky, you know, monster movie. Here's the thing. This is what they take from the crazies, is because the government, this is all supposed to be in England too, so I don't know what you want to, you know, I always base it off of our government, but the military industrial complex wants to capitalize on this bacteria and use it as a weapon, right? But it happens to break loose, and that's what causes the accident, and now you've got this guy running around town biting people. And that's the thing, they think it's more of a virus instead of straight up bacteria, so they decide that if they can't have the monster guy killed in a certain amount of time, they're gonna, you know, quarantine the town, keep everybody in there, and just drop a bomb on them. So yeah, that's where this movie ends up going, you know. So it's like, okay, you definitely pulled a lot from the crazies here, right? Or, you know, there's several of these movies where it's the government behind it. You know, you can even go back to Night of the Living Dead. So that's kind of where this thing sits. Not a great movie. I don't think it was a waste of time. Like I said, it's got a few interesting scenes in it. I think the fact that we've got David Warwick running around as Captain Kirk is is okay, right? But when it all comes down to the end of it, it's total below grade of what we're used to. Kind of a letdown from the Italian cinema, because just doesn't quite deliver with what we're used to. I mean, we're used to seeing some Stivaletti special effects where maybe this dude's hand, you know, the theater scene is very reminiscent of Demons, which this is before Demons. So who knows? This might have influenced that scene in Demons. So I can't totally just road rash this movie because of when it came out. It's 82, right? So we really haven't hit the heyday of the over-the-top effects. We're just kind of sneaking into it. We're starting to see some impressive stuff. So this movie, again, I think falls under, like, the Terror Within, those kind of movies where, you know, you get some bladder work on the head, you know, you under the prosthetic makeup, you get some bladders operating just like their heads, you know, gyrating on its own and stuff. There is a couple of scenes like that, but it's so heavy a makeup job that you just kind of go, yeah, it don't really look that great. So that's kind of it on this one. I mean, they end up, you know, again, the female doctor is trying to give him the antidote, and he freaks out last minute. You get a big showdown, and David Warbeck saves the day and the town. So there you go. That's kind of the wrap on Panic. And it's just kind of there, man. It's just kind of laying there doing its thing. And I can't really recommend it, but I can't really say don't see it either. So it's just kind of middle of the road for me. With that being said, I'm going to give this a 2.5 out of 5. I have no desire to really check this one out again. It's just you feel like you've seen it before, and it doesn't really show you anything different than you've seen before. So, now who knows? When it came out, maybe it was different enough, but maybe it's a tip of the hat to the old 50s sci-fi, you know, the Fly. I mean, it plays heavily off of, you know, the scientific part, the sci-fi part of, you know, becoming a creature and all that kind of stuff. So, that's kind of it on this one. Don't have anything else really to say. So there you go. It is on Tubi. You can check it out because I did. All right, folks, that's it for this one. We will check you later.